I'm Alice Tagliati from Heriot-Watt University, and I'm studying the effect of sunscreen with inorganic UV filters, so titanium dioxide nanoparticles, on tropical corals, both free-living symbiotic algae and the wall coral animals plus algae. So in the past it has been seen that the chemical filters into the sunscreen cause stress into the corals, so they were starting to ask to people, to tourists going to swim into the coral reef, to please don't use that kind of sunscreen. And some of the people were saying that it was safe to use sunscreen containing nanoparticles. The aim of my PhD is to see if the sunscreen, nanoparticle sunscreen, inorganic filters in the sunscreen, there's cause some kind of stress in the coral, or they are safe to use. But because of the bleaching that we see in the ocean caused by climate change, that is a very big problem nowadays into all the coral reefs in the world, it's mainly caused by stress in the endosymbiotic algae, so the algae living inside the tissue of the coral. I want to see if in the algae the nanoparticle sunscreen formulation cause some kind of stress, and then that can be related to the whole entire coral area.
So how about your findings so far?
So far I found out that the sunscreen nanoparticle, the nanoparticle inside the sunscreen, they seems not to be an much effect on the algae photosynthetic activity, growth, and the reactive oxygen species production. So they don't cause much stress. But the oil that is used to disperse the nanoparticle into the sunscreen, so in a real commercial formulation of a real sunscreen, cause a stress. And that is important because the oil is used in all different kind of sunscreen, not just the one containing nanoparticle, but also with any kind of UV filters, is dissolved or dispersed into the oil phase.
And what is the application you can see in reality from your study?
So with my finding, I will continue to do my studies with the entire coral species, so entire coral, so animals plus algae, so to see if I can relate this finding that I found just in the algae to the entire, in a real coral, so into the environment, what happens in the real environment. And so far, what I find so far is that the sunscreen nanoparticles are safe to use in a sunscreen, but we have to pay more attention on the oil used in the formulation. So maybe in the future, trying to find some kind of different carrier for the nanoparticles or for the other UV filters. There are studies that are trying to use plants-derived oil. There are a lot of studies ongoing, chemical toxicology studies.
Thank you.